This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Cool. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You know, just ready to rock and roll tonight with...
Yeah, this is kind of your pledging, I guess. It's like you're a pledge. In order to get to the good movie, you got to go through this movie first.
It's like, yeah, you got to suffer through the crap first. Yeah.
So this will be released in platform. So I'll say welcome to everybody listening audio only. This is Andy Atherton along with Scott Shiflett. We are watching Thor: The Dark World here on Stream Lounge. Don't have a big crowd yet. Hopefully it'll grow as we move on. Yeah. I mean, you know, part of the people that, you know, from our neck of the woods, our group, are probably all watching a certain show on TNT right now, or TBS, until 10 o'clock Eastern. So maybe we'll get an uptick then. Some people may stop by and say hello. But, you know, are you ready to start the movie? We'll start chatting?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Here we go.
And do I sound all right?
Hey, sound fine. Can you you see everything that's playing for you?
Yep, everything's working fine. Usually it just skips around for me, but this is crystal clear, so okay. I'm happy with that.
Cool. Awesome. So what were you expecting coming into this movie? Because this comes off of, so this is our second movie of Phase 2. We had Iron Man 3, which was kind of more of a Tony Stark movie than Iron Man, but this was the next sequel we get.
You know, I was never the biggest Thor fan until Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. It was more just going to see the movie just to see it type, mm-hmm. like just to be like part of the stuff with the MCU. I remember like being excited because, you know, any comic book movie, but I don't really know that much about the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Malekith? Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Malekith.
Yeah. I mean, I went to see it because it was the next movie in the, I guess, the MCU.
Yeah, that's all that I did.
So, but I mean, I thought the first Thor movie was okay. It was good. Probably the weakest of the Phase 1 movies, I think, if you don't count the Hulk.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I don't count the Hulk, but if we are counting the rankings, Hulk and this movie are at the bottom of the rankings.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you really expect with the when you don't bring Gilderoy Lockhart back to direct Thor? You bring back Alan Taylor.
Yeah.
So, who also has directed Terminator Genesis,
oh, God.
Which is not a good movie. And 7 episodes of Game of Thrones, and many Saints in Newark. That's up near you, right? You know
all about that. I actually have never didn't watch it.
Sopranos,
yeah, or Sopranos preview. Well, that's yeah. I'm like 2 states above that. Been in New Jersey a million times. That's such a time capsule. That opening of the Sopranos. You see him grabbing the toll and all that stuff. Oh. The Jersey Turnpike used to give you this ticket and like different prices for tolls depending on where you were getting on, getting off.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
yeah. Well, they had a thing that I think I would read it, but that was like before we got an Easy Pass.
Yeah, I've only seen like 1 episode of Sopranos. It's like on my to watch list if ever time happens.
Oh God!
I know.
So disappointing.
I know it sucks. I mean, I've never seen The Godfather either, so that's being...
I didn't mark it off my shame list until like 5-6 years ago.
It's being re-released for the 50th anniversary, so I'm going to see it in theaters then.
Oh, good, good boy. You'll make us all proud.
But like...
So we get this...
Go ahead. It's just like a bunch of exposition, mm-hmm. and, you know, for some, like, even though it's a different world... James Gunn did such a great job with Guardians of the Galaxy. I immediately cared about this other world. I could give really 2 shits about these people.
Well, yeah, it's a different kind of opening, and we're getting exposition about our bad guys and the dark world, basically. You know.
Yeah, and I think they would really, like, how many movies have you ever seen where the third movie is the best movie?
Not many. It's I could really have to think really long and hard. No, it's not Jaws.
Oh, it's definitely not Jaws, Andy. You made me watch Jaws, the first four.
Hey, I did, but I did make you watch Johnny Mnemonic. Just remember that.
Yes, that's very true.
And hey, Gina.
Here we see Loki, who this movie is like, I mean, he was a breakout character. Like, it's just, you know, amazing. Rene Russo. I mean, they did pretty good on the cast with her, and they have Idris Elba in this movie and everything. So,
hey, movie geek. Yeah, we get a little VO from Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And, you know, he has a good time in Ragnarok when he's Loki, quote unquote, when he's taken over. But, I remember this came out in October because I was talking to my wife beforehand and she was like, did I ever see that? And I was like, yeah, we went to the movie theater. So that's how much of an impact it had on her. But I was like, it's easily the worst. Like, this is the worst one of it. Like, it just seems like such a rehash with what they do with a lot. And the story is really not hitting on much, which the bad guy, Tim and Sean will kill me for this. Like, the bad guy in this is like supposedly pretty awesome in the comics, but they did him dirty.
Just didn't
here.
Translate, huh?
And I think they had, it was one of the Doctor Who guys as the main bad guy. Christopher Eccleston as Malekith. So, like, you know, he's a pretty good actor because I've seen him in other things. He usually plays the bad guy, spoiler alert. And he was in 28 Days Later as, like, the crazy soldier guy that has the outpost towards the end of the movie.
Still the little rivalry here with the Loki and Thor, too, still. Yeah. I mean, that still goes. That's just the story of these two guys anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, who would have thunk, like, you know, this movie came out, what, 2013? Yeah. 2013, that we would have a Loki television show where people were genuinely, spoiler alert, upset when Loki died in Infinity War. And it's just amazing. And now we're on Vanaheim when there's, like, this battle taking place, and we have the Heroes 3 right here.
Yeah, Lady Sif.
And Thor.
And the Warriors 3.
Lady Sif. Jamie Alexander, who's beautiful, by the way.
Yeah. I tried to get into that TV show she was in, Blind Spot. I just couldn't.
Every time I went over to my parents' house, they're like watching NBC, which for people around your age, I call it like the middle age CBS. Andy.
You're around my age? Are you?
Because every time I go to my grandfather's house, he has CBS on, and every time I go to my parents' house, you're a little bit young. You're a lot younger than them. They're like mid-50s. They always.
I would hope
NBC
so. To try to keep backpedaling, Scott. Keep backpedaling.
Yeah, I am backpedaling.
Yeah, CBS was like my parents' network. That's what.
Yeah, it's my grandpa.
NBC is like my generation.
Yeah, it's my grandfather's network, and like my parents love NBC. They watch all the Chicagos and like all that stuff. But they watch the hell out of Blind Spot. And I was like, "Can you even tell me what's going on?" And she's like, "Not really." But
I think my dad watched.
She's coming back in Thor, God of Love and Thunder.
Well, spoiler: she's the only one left alive.
Yeah, because they buddies, you know, because they also have Zachary Levi in here, and they kill off Shazam, which I know Sean loved, but it's just one of those things they did him dirty. Because I've even read some like comics with Thor and like his Warriors 3; they're like best friends in the comics.
Yeah, especially the big guy, tells his name. I mean, I thought Josh Dallas was fine. I mean, but he obviously was doing Once Upon a Time at the so he couldn't be in this one.
I mean, this was a pretty cool scene. Like, we had this big rock show up, and Thor like shows how he's you know, awesome, and just takes him out, and he's like, and everyone just gives up. But
I think he's starting to show a little bit of his comedy chops here. I mean, he started to show that in the first Avengers. I mean, but it just it makes a complete 180 between this and Ragnarok. Yeah. I mean, they even tried to make this movie important in Endgame.
I mean, this movie is important because at the very end, we have one of the Infinity Stones. So, like, it does have its purpose in it. But it's like, yeah, you can just watch the last, like, you can watch the bonus scene where they're giving, spoiler alert, the Infinity Stone to the Collector. So.
I feel like there's going to be a complete 180 from now and in 2 weeks from now when we're watching Winter Soldier. Which is...
Andy, that's one of my favorite movies of all time in general.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I walked out of the movie theater with that, I was thinking, oh, hey, Jed. I remember thinking, that's like a different comic book movie than I've ever seen before. It was like a spy thriller.
Well, that's...
And it was dressed up as...
That's what's kept the MCU, you know, going, because everything... You know, at its core, it's a comic book movie, but it's a spy thriller. It's a heist movie. It's a, you know, a space odyssey, a space opera, you know. So that's how they've kept it fresh. It's not, you know, all can go in the same bucket.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Let's think I'm a piece of bread.
Yeah, he tries to lie to you.
Well, when he tries to, Dad, I only need like $1 on my Xbox.
Yeah, I would never even ask my parents because I already knew the answer to that question. And also, like, online gaming wasn't as big then. It was just like, yeah, I remember reading about it in magazines. I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is going to be that big of a thing, and that's a lie. But no, it's like this movie doesn't want to know if it wants to be like dark or like a comedy, while like the other movie, like the next movie, just leans into it so much. Because like not that many people knew who Thor was. I remember I saw the first Thor in theaters and I was like, hey, this is pretty awesome. And I had a teacher who did like a professor that did like film, and he actually majored in popular studies. And I remember thinking, how do I like get my doctorate in that? Because he got it. Spoiler alert, you can't get it in a lot of places. But I remember like I emailed him when I got out of the theater because I was still in college, and I was like, can you suggest some like Thor comics for me to read? And he sent me a couple, and I was like, all right, I'll check these out. And this was before like they were digital, and I was like a broke college student. I was like, I don't have $25 to drop on a graphic novel. So, you know, we get the obligatory, you know, scene where they're all celebrating and everything. I still can't believe that Zachary Levi. I didn't catch it until like my second or third viewing that he was one of the Warriors Three. So,
yeah. Well, the other guy, Ray, what's his name? The guy who plays
Ray Winstone.
Yeah. Is that Ray Winstone? No. Let's see.
Yes.
Let me look it up on the IMDb.
Yes, that's all I do.
Oh, it's Ray Stevenson, Volstagg.
Yes.
He was pretty awesome. He's got a lot of a cred because he comes from a lot of he was in Three Musketeers. What else was he in? Vikings, of course. You know, we get the, you know, obviously, you know, Sif is like madly in love with Thor.
Yeah, I'm shocked we never got more of that. Like, because she's not even, like we said, she's not even in the third movie. And, like, she's, it's, like, hinted at here on and off where she, like, gives, like, her, like, blessing to Jane Foster, but, you know, who we see finally here and the guy from the IT crowd.
Oh, yeah, Bridesmaids.
Yeah, who I thought would have a bigger career, honestly, and it's just one of those things that hasn't panned out.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like Bridesmaids, Andy, but I enjoyed him in Bridesmaids. What's up?
Well, I guess not to ask you to do that on here. Because it's on HBO Max. I think Ben wanted to do that with me anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with everyone hyping it up as like the female Hangover, I was expecting something like that with like more vulgar, and it just was like, eh. My favorite thing was the pooping in the street.
Oh, Darcy's back.
Yep. Always nice to see Kat Dennings. She was, I really enjoyed her in WandaVision. Yeah. Do you think she'll show up in the WandaVision in Doctor Strange too?
Possibly. I mean, we'll see her. I think we'll see her in Secret Wars too, Secret Invasion, whatever the hell it is.
God, I can't wait for Secret Invasion.
I think she's linked with, she's going to be linked with Jimmy Cho and Monica. I think we're going to see them together again.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but she's basically your atypical, you know, funny best friend who's blatantly honest.
Yeah, and, you know, she was a nice comic relief. Yeah, and I agree, Paul. We're really hoping she makes a reappearance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out they're in London because they're trying to, you know, find a way back to Thor, pretty much.
Yeah.
She's sweet. She needs help. London.
Talk about an awkward date there too.
Yeah. That would be bad. I mean, it looks beautiful. It's a beautiful spot to have a date, so.
Yeah.
Ooh, I still can't believe they pulled Natalie Portman when they were making these movies.
Well, I mean, you do like the passion project, and you do the one that makes you money. You do that, you go, and this is Paul. This is one you need to make some money on.
So from Jay and Silent Bob.
Yep, that's true though.
Yeah, it's I got that the Making of the Marvel Movies books for Christmas, and they've taken a back burner because I've been reading other books like comics and stuff. It was pretty interesting how they got Robert Downey Jr. on it, and I haven't gotten to the part where they've made Thor yet. But
well, Hemsworth was a virtual unknown here, and Evans did okay before, but I mean he didn't do much before.
And Tom Hiddleston was pretty much unknown as well.
In the States, yeah. Eric Selvig naked at Stonehenge here.
Yeah, that's so awesome. He's lost his mind. And I love that. I love that she's an intern, but she hired an intern for herself because she doesn't want to do the work.
Of course. It's, you can kind of see, though, she's kind of walking her way through this movie a little bit, Natalie Portman.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. She's just like, yeah,
my name's Ian.
She's just like, I need a second house, so that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you know, Black Swan got me an Oscar. Didn't pay as much money, though.
Yeah, I wonder if she's done anything. I don't really remember her much in anything recently. I mean, you got to take the pandemic into effect.
Mm-hmm. You know, their Friends with Benefits movie with Ashton Kutcher didn't, you know, break the box office.
She wasn't.
No Strings Attached. That was his call.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's up? Because they also did, like, that other movie. Like,
yeah, that came out around the same time. Yeah. Friends with Benefits with Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
Which is the better one, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
She had Lucy in the Sky in 2019, which is like she's an astronaut and then acts weird coming back to Earth. I don't know. But it hasn't looked like she hasn't done much. She was in Annihilation. Did you check that out?
Oh, my God. That made my brain hurt. I saw it in a theater. It was like one of those, you know, the chains up here, chain up here does Tuesday nights, like the value movie night, whatever. It's like $6 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that was like one of the $6 nights. And it was like this movie that it was like one of those, like made my brain, like I couldn't, like, I'm like trying to follow it. And I was like, what is happening? And then there's this like nightmare bear. And I call it nightmare bear because it's like really frightening bear.
Oh, Jesus.
It was like, but it was like combination of like people and it made the sound like one of the women that were killed. Right. Don't watch it.
Okay. So they found like this portal where they're dropping like trash into it and and like the trash will then pop mm-hmm. out up top.
Yeah.
So.
That was a good explanation.
Yeah. Sometimes I mean, it works. Back.
Since he was here, since Thor.
So look at our IMDb. Also did one of the voices for What If. So that's pretty impressive considering some of the other Marvel actors didn't come back.
Yeah. I don't know. Did they ever say why someone like Tom Holland and all them?
No, I haven't heard anything because Batista was pissed because they were like, why didn't you come back for What If? And he said, I wasn't asked. And someone voiced him.
Well, I think Batista was on their shit list for a little while for his big mouth.
Yeah, with the stuff with James Gunn, he's very opinionated, which is pretty interesting because you never really heard him making a kerfuffle when he was wrestling.
Well, he probably couldn't make a kerfuffle, that's why.
Well, that's also true. But yeah, this is like moving way too slow right now. Like,
yeah,
we just want to see Jane and Thor back together. Mm-hmm. Oh,
where am I?
Oh, those effects look crappy, Andy.
Yeah, it's only 9 years ago or 8 years ago or so.
Yeah, it looks real bad.
I think you have to really like build yourself up to watch this movie willingly.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah, they're here for our witty rapport.
Yes.
Well, because they hear us together all the time. If you listen to us, we're on Pop Goes to the Couch every week, at least once or twice.
Yes. I had a buddy of mine who listens to the Boba Fett episodes, and he was like,
"He's like, where's Louis Anderson?"
Yeah. Oh, and we see Natalie Portman get affected by whatever the
red,
you know,
stuff,
red death. It looks like. Oh, and she faints.
Oh,
in man. Another world. This is never good.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, they, he said he was listening and he was like, yeah, it sounds like you guys don't like it that much. And I was like, oh, you got that from the fourth episode? I was just like,
I've been the one person that's actually liked it all the way. I've had some issues, but I've liked it the whole way.
I mean, like I said, I was one back with last week's episode. I still got to watch this week's episode. And this is a pretty badass entrance to like this villain. Malkuth.
Yeah, it's a nice reveal here with that.
Yeah, he kind of looks like, I don't watch this, but it kind of looked like a villain from Star Trek, like you would see in like
Star Trek. A Romulan.
Yeah, I guess. I'm
not a big Star Trek guy.
Yeah, neither am I. I mean, I've seen like those new movies that came out, so that's...
You gotta see Wrath of Khan, though. It's great. Thank God for subtitles.
Yeah.
I understand what they were saying.
Going crazy. And I bet you this is one guy that I wish they didn't like cast into such a small role is Idris Elba.
Yeah, it's a pivotal role though.
Yeah, but like they probably wish they could like recast him as something different because like he's like, I mean, he's sort of a big actor, but he's like blown up even more in the past.
I don't know. Who would you cast him as though? Bishop, maybe?
He would be the perfect Bishop.
Yeah. See? Not a comic guy. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be the perfect bishop. Especially with his long hair in the third one. That would be, he'd be the perfect one.
Sorry, my dog is trying to pass on me. I'm gonna have a little beverage.
And they're gonna have
It does taste like Mountain Dew a little bit. That.
Oh, you're still drinking the.
I bought a 12 pack.
Okay.
Four different flavors. And they all were actually decent in different variations of that word. You're mortal. That's what she's referred to.
Yeah, that's real odd. It's like, oh, you're mortal.
Apparently, she's all jacked up for Love and Thunder. So.
Well, I do know there's a time, like, when they announced it. I think at Comic-Con, like 3 or 4 years ago now, like she was holding the
Mjolnir,
which is going to be interesting because Mjolnir got destroyed.
Well, now it's back.
Oh, yeah, it's back. He got it back in Endgame.
Yeah, because he took it from this movie.
Yeah, took it from this movie.
Yeah, I was watching Endgame the other night. And I still get chills every time when Cap picks up the Mjolnir, and also Avengers. I think I'm literally going to have to like contain myself when I watch that movie here.
Oh, dude, it's great.
I'm very excited.
It's great. I love that movie so much. Like, it's one of those movies, like, I own it on Blu-ray. I have Disney Plus, obviously. But if it, like, comes on TNT, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit down and watch it somewhere. It's like, okay. Like I do that with Infinity War too, yeah. And also all the Harry Potters. So there's that.
Speaking of Harry Potter, we're talking about doing Harry Potter on here. You, me, and Miranda.
I'm in. Mm-hmm. So
by we're talking about maybe once a month on a Sunday afternoon, be about 2 o'clock your time. That works.
Yeah, that works.
As for I'm me. Booking, as we're watching, as we're doing a stream, I'm booking other pots, other watches.
Yeah.
So probably look for us after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Let's wait for football season to end, and then we'll.
I greatly appreciate that because spoiler alert for you guys who listen to Pop Goes to the Couch. When we listened to Boba Fett, we were an hour late because me and Andy were watching the Chiefs game and communicating. It was like we're scared to start.
Oh, well, we only were recording a podcast because we were watching the end of the.
Chiefs Bills.
Chiefs Bills, that's right.
Yeah, and we were like, hey, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Like, one of us might scream, oh no, in the middle of something.
Oh, they're reunited. And it feels so good.
He looks so funny with long hair. Like, I'm so used to him with the shortcut now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, his... I do like that they... acknowledge Avengers. She's like, you were fighting. He was like, I was fighting to protect you, honey.
It's all about you. It was always you, Jane. She's got to be standing on a box. She is not that close to him in height.
I know. He's like kind of short. And supposedly some of the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be in the North Thor movie, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Pretty weird weather anomaly there. Awkward.
Space is fine.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn.
I forgot that she gained like this like weird power.
It's like, don't touch Jane power.
Yeah.
Oh, you bubbies don't understand what's happening.
I mean, they don't have like CNN or like any news channel. That's Thor. He literally saved the Earth like 3 months ago.
Well, maybe they don't recognize him.
Now, I do like their scenes together.
Yeah.
But it's like, I understand we had to break them apart to bring them back together, mm-hmm. but they should have done that a little bit quicker because we're 30 minutes in right now.
Yeah. It was a pretty cool sequence, though, going through the Bifrost.
Yeah.
And that'll be me like, can we go back? I'll do it again.
Yeah, send me back. So awesome. Like, I love seeing like the other realms. I wish we got like more of it. So like part of me wishes like it was like a TV show or like a TV series or something, but I know we wouldn't be able to get it. They wouldn't be as successful.
We're in Svartalfheim.
Yes. Svartalfheim.
Sorry, I can't come to work. I got Svartalfheim.
It's like our survival. I guess, yeah, they had been in like some deep sleep and woke up when she touched the Red Death. The Aether. My apologies.
You say Aether, I say either, Aether.
Either. That'd be me asking all these questions. What are we doing?
What is happening?
We should call the Wakandans. They know all this. They haven't been added yet. That's why we can't call them.
That looks like great value. Emily Blunt was just there for a minute.
I know.
It's like, I'm kind of smart.
Asshole Odin,
yeah.
Which in the comics, he's like a complete dick at times, which they sort of do with this, with like him not really caring about her.
Okay.
She's like, we're getting pretty serious. I love that. They have their own healers. They're called doctors. What a great one.
Don't be touching Jane. Told you that.
Yeah.
What? Well, it's like any virus.
We all know about that, Andy. Mm. See, I love them like getting into this world building right here.
This looks like the queue for the ET ride at Universal.
It really does. I rode that like 5 times. I went around this time actually, and like,
it's awesome.
I didn't know what I was doing. I love that ride.
ET.
I'm surprised they never made a sequel. I know there was plans for it, but I'm surprised they
never. Yeah, made it. the Blue Planet, I think.
Spielberg
on the hotline. Yeah, but they're never going to take that ride down because of Spielberg. They'll piss them off too much. And if without them, they wouldn't have a theme park.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, they had them cut the opening ribbon for when they opened it in 1990.
For the ET ride or for Universal in general?
For Universal Florida, yeah. Killed them all.
No, they're not.
I don't think so.
The dark elves. What yeah, it really name. Is. Like, we should have came up with something else. Like, you know, are the good guy elves the light elves? Like, what are we doing?
Sometimes it's good to be right in the nose. Sometimes it's not. Like, Underpants Gnomes, perfect name. Dark Elf?
Yeah, it's not so good. Yeah. Yeah, maybe these are like the villains are like two, like how they're supposed to be elves, but we see them floating in space. It's like two little Star Trekian for me.
Ooh. Ugh. Sacrifice here, man. I don't know. And the problem with Malekith is he's not distinguishable enough from some of the other elves at times.
No, really not. Like, all of them, you know, I'm just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And he just put a bomb in the sky?
Yeah. Basically.
After stabbing him. He was like, here you go, buddy. I mean, it's a pretty sweet helmet. It's a pretty sweet design, but...
Yeah, there are some cool elements in this movie, but just it's not cohesive. It just doesn't really hit.
No, it doesn't.
Uh-oh.
I wonder how, like, this guy got with them. Like, you know, they're just like, yeah, we picked up two random stragglers.
Come on, randos. Let's go back to my house, man. They look like they all like got like off the train or a cab in New York City. Like after partying.
Video games, let's go.
Come on, bar's closed, but we got stuff at home.
That's how it always is. I like the casting of Renee Russo as the mom. It also makes me feel really old because I remember when she was like not playing the mom.
I mean, playing the mom of like a grown up?
Yeah.
Well, no, like you see like Alicia Silverstone now playing like the mom roles and, you know, see like DJ Tanner and stuff. Like that's what makes you feel old.
Yeah. Also, it's like, yeah, you were adopted, Loki. What gave it away? Everyone has brown hair and blonde hair. You have black hair. It's like, come on. Aw, you don't mean that. And looking back, like, we see how much these scenes mean to him because in Loki, he actually plays them back with Mobius.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little thing where he's like feeling bad for like saying that those lines exactly. So I can't wait for
change ourselves.
We definitely are getting season two of Loki, right? Okay.
Yeah, they did announce the season two. Jane in the Asgard's finest here.
Yeah, she looks like a homeless person that you would see on the streets.
She might have stumbled on something.
Yeah, it makes no sense like how like they're like, yeah, he can't visit Earth because like the planets though, but then next thing you know, like he's using the time stream as like not the time stream, but the Bifrost as like a taxi. It's like calling an Uber. He's like, Jane, I'll be there in 5. You're gonna die, Jane. Well, actually, Andy, I think in the comics she like has cancer.
Cancer. Yeah.
So I wonder if they're gonna do that with her in Love with God and Love and Thunder, because like have her have cancer or something, and like the only way to keep her alive is like to give her like the Thor stuff. But
yeah.
Oh.
Uh oh. The suicide bomb is gonna happen. I do this for the dog.
Oh, that's how they were prisoners. So that's how he. Okay.
Yeah. All the other prisoners like, can we out, please?
I love how like he has the nicest prison there. Like he has a bed. Everyone else doesn't have a bed or anything.
Ooh. Oh. Oh, gross. Yeah,
that's pretty rough. It like turns.
Uh-oh. I would just keep him in the damn cell. Don't let him out.
He's trying to break out. Jesus.
Yeah, well, forget those prisoners.
And he's out. Uh-oh. About to see some action. 40 minutes in.
He just stabbed him. He's just like, yeah, now I'm gonna.
It's like in the video games where, like, the bad guy at the very end, like, takes the potion and is like, oh, well, okay, the normal stuff's not gonna kill him. And, like, he, like, mm-hmm. burned these people alive right here. Pretty awesome how he's breaking everyone out.
Yeah.
Shows them, like, super strength.
You know, they must have, like, a common goal, like, they must have done something to get in here.
Breaks everyone out but Loki.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how much do you have to be hated that everyone's like, yeah, we're just going to keep you in here? Like, both sides, like, hate you equally.
He's like, nah. He's too, like,
yeah.
clean.
He has a bed.
Loki is still giving directions, though.
And this is the scene that he plays back as well when he's thinking of his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I love how he immediately thinks it's Loki. It's like, yes and no.
Yeah. Is it a requirement to say quips if you're in the Warriors 3?
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, they're just doing their best, like, Spider-Man impression right there. But I did love that, like, all these people, like, this guy just ran, try to run into Loki, and Loki's, like, sitting there just reading as everyone's, like, fighting.
Well, he just wants to watch the world burn, basically. Yes. That's Loki at this point.
Man, like, one thing I don't get is, like,
just
you don't think people would have, like, internet and stuff in Asgard? They see how cool it is on Earth, and it's like, you know what? Kind of want some internet here.
Oh, look at that. Stiff just gives her a dirty look. Bitch. Catfight.
Ooh. Now,
why don't you just get the damn Defender, wherever the hell that giant thing was in the first one.
So, when you were watching this, did you think Rene Russo was going to bite the bullet here?
Well, I think there has to be meaningful deaths. And she's, you know, she's expendable. Because, I mean, I don't know how far of a plan they were. You know, if they knew Odin was going to die in the third one. And so, and, you know.
And this ship has invisibility on it, but.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, but Heimdall sees all. So
even though he's, like, technically blind, but it was, like. Yeah. He can sense it. He pulls out the double knives and jumps into it. That's pretty badass.
Let's pull on the Tom Cruise.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, look, he takes down that ship. Imagine if we get a Heimdall series. Heimdall.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. Oh, we got the bigger ship.
Nah, he might be the next Bond.
Do you think so?
Could be. He's like, oh, that was a little ship. It's like playing like Battleship and taking out one of the little things and thinking you're all that. When then the aircraft carrier starts coming out,
it's like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say Asgard has some pretty good defenses. Looks pretty sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the dark.
Definitely taking some influence from Star Wars here.
But the dark elves, which were supposedly taken care of, they seem to be alive and kicking Odin, so someone's lying.
Yeah. And pretty awesome pilot skills here for some of them, too.
They've been sleeping for a while and wake up, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, open it up for everyone. call Tony Stark.
You know, you always wonder, like, what are the other Avengers doing, like, during these movies, these solo movies?
Well, that's what I liked about Far From Home. They said that, like, Iron Man's dead, Thor's off-world, and all this stuff. So, like, they did say, like, this is why these people can't come to you. You know, Captain America is missing in action.
Mm-hmm. Just leaving a path of bodies.
We need something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. It just took down their force field.
Yeah, someone needs to get on that. Maybe have some tracking. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Oh, just kamikaze right in. Taking all the pillars.
Just wipes them out. And all these people, like, it's like random people. Like, why weren't you hiding if you're not going to be fighting, you know?
Well, I don't know when the last time Asgard was invaded like this at all. This stuff is
terrible. Loki's.
Somebody who doesn't like seltzer. I'm starting to find some that I like. They all have to have booze in it, though.
I mean, yeah, of course. Starting to become a fan.
Well, I mean, I know people that hate like cranberry juice unless there's vodka in it, so.
Look at all these dark elves on here. I will say that the way the elves look is pretty badass. I like the helmets that they have. Yeah. It's kind of soulless, which I'm sure they're going for.
Yeah. Ooh.
With stuff like this, I think of how sweet it would be as a video game, like, mission, like a level, and this would be pretty dope.
Yeah. But I get a lot of Phantom Menace vibes from this movie.
I think it might.
Also, because Natalie Portman.
I wonder if it's
too.
Because of like the coloring. Because the coloring sort of is the same.
It is. I feel like I'm on Naboo here. It's just like a little dark right now.
And the Dark Elves have some sweet guns because like these people like just vaporize.
Mm-hmm.
And where is Odin? He's supposed to be a badass. Like, where is he at?
Hmm. What the hell is that thing? It's like its own, like,
yeah,
little black hole
black
or something.
Holes, yeah. I love he's like, butt me out. Okay. Odin has a sweet scepter. It just chopped him in half.
Damn. Uh-oh. Ooh, creature.
Ooh. Woman.
Ooh. Don't mess with Frigga, man.
They get.
It's like watching Lethal Weapon 3 right now.
I love those movies, Andy. So I have them all on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Well, if we ever do another episode of Blockbuster Rewind, we'll do Lethal Weapon as one of them.
Uh oh. Just take the ether from her.
Mm-hmm. I think she gotta die for that though.
Oh.
Oh wait.
Okay, wow. I forgot that they did that magic with her. Okay, that was a nice little swerve. I thought they were just gonna suck it out of her.
Yeah. Oh,
oh.
Oh, right in the face.
Uh-oh. this is a pretty like heartbreaking scene, and it makes you know, it makes the scene in Endgame that much sadder when he sees her during this time, and you know, it's just heartbreaking where she's like, she's like, I don't make it, do I? And like, he can't even look at her, and like, he's crying, and oh, I'm getting emotional right now talking about it. Like,
getting a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. The Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. Discuss.
But it's like, if you're Thor, if you're Odin, you got to be thinking like, hey, Thor, Jane Foster better be worth it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So a pretty big moment here, you know, Malekith, you know, finally gets some, you know, if we're talking wrestling, get some heel heat on him with the killing of Frigga. So, which we already saw that they, the Dark Elves were something to deal with as they basically took down Asgard and killed, like we said, Frigga.
Their queen.
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't really,
we just saw
like one Dark Elf die, and that's when Odin cut him in half. So it's like, we didn't see that many elves die. They seem to just run roughshod over Asgard, and it's interesting. I've already told my wife I want to go out with a Viking funeral. I said, I don't know what you have to do with that. Good luck. She's like, I don't think that's legal. And I was like, I don't care. Like, you got to figure it out. I will say, when Thor and Jane Foster got together, the movie has picked up a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Dang. Not saying this is Jane Foster's fault, but it's Jane Foster's fault.
Yeah. If she hadn't come back with all that ether running through her.
If she wouldn't have stuck her hand in the ether, we'd never be in this predicament.
Yep. If Woody had gone straight to the police, this would never have happened. I don't think you get that reference, but okay.
I just thought you meant with the cops being arrested, arresting them.
No. There's a Woody Woodpecker cartoon where Woody has the option to go to the police at the beginning of it because of something, and he doesn't. And then all these things happen. Every time something bad happens, the narrator goes, if Woody had gone straight to the police, this would never have happened. And it happens, like 4 or 5 times in the cartoon. As far as old folks. Sean would have gotten that reference, goddammit.
And we did see Loki be really upset as he just destroys his...
Yeah. We did love her, you know. She did because she loved him as a son. We got crazy Selvig here.
Yeah, he's lost his damn mind since Avengers. Yeah, he's. I think he's woefully unused in these movies.
Yeah.
And then in Avengers, he's basically like Hawkeye, like the bad guy, you know, for no reason.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, mind control. Yeah, he's talking to the other
crazy Stanley. People. Stanley's there. Oh, I said Stan Lane. Was this Midnight Express? Oh, we see that our man is hurt after getting hit.
She's like, what the hell?
She's looking really good right there. Oh, ether's starting to run through her.
Yeah.
We need to put this ether in a stone.
Yeah. I wonder if that will happen.
And then, you know, just need to put it together. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, her eyes went black for a minute. It looked like a shark, like a doll's
that was
eyes.
Creepy. Warriors 3 actually has a big part in this. Yeah.
Bigger part in this one.
And then no part in the third one.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I'm shocked. I've forgotten. Like, I mean, out of the Thor movies, this is the one I've seen the least amount. At least maybe two or three times.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've watched this all the way through. Like, literally, it's on right now on FX.
They have the movies. Ooh. And it's actually a pretty good plan. Unlike Odin, who's like has no plan. Yeah, because Asgard got pretty screwed up, and they said that the shields haven't even been fixed yet. So it's like, what are we doing here?
I like that meme that goes around. It's Thor, Loki, and Helena, whatever her name is from the last one. From the like, if he wasn't such a dick father, what a trio of kids this would have been, huh?
I mean, that's right, because like we found out he's such like an asshole in the third one. Like he literally basically like wiped her history away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God, Odin's so
pompous. He really is. Which I guess that's a good thing because like he was too jovial in the first one besides being like the hard ass dad on him, so I'll take it. What's shield?
Secret, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I've forgotten all this. Like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. Looks batshit crazy
he
right
really
there.
It does.
You're like, I got nothing to do, man. I'm
gonna,
off.
Yeah,
I'm
just
gonna
start drinking. The world's ending. Might as well just get drunk. Just like how when COVID started, everyone turned into like a functioning alcoholic for 2 months. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
6 months.
I was having booze months. Dropped off at my house, Andy. I would order it on the app and it would be like, yeah, we'll be here in 2 hours. And I was like, leave it at my apartment door.
Yeah, I got a booze delivery from my boss. It was my Christmas present last Christmas. This Christmas, I got a basket from Chelsea Markets. I think I'd rather have that fat shit.
What's Chelsea Markets?
Chelsea Market is a big fancy place. Market down in Chelsea. It's like a giant, like almost like a mall of food in the city.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, some of the stuff that came in that is like fancy cheeses and crackers and olives and stuff. We
yeah,
fancy.
It does. That sounds really good. I get drunk and eat all the cheese. Oh, and we see Thor talking to his crew about what to do. It's funny because he made the joke about, oh, you're not at the Warriors Council, but this is their war council that he's doing with these guys. Mm-hmm. And this is... Mm-hmm.
Cut the shit.
See, okay. He knows that he had an illusion. Aw.
Look, he looks kind of messed up there.
And here's like the biggest line that everyone knows. You must be so desperate. And it's the meme. Yeah, their chemistry is unbelievable, though. It's like you see it even more in like in the third one when they're around each other more. But it's just awesome how well they can play off each other.
Yeah, the third one's hysterical with the two of them.
The help me, the please help me. He's like, I hate playing that. I love that. He will betray you.
How happy he is.
That's pretty good. That's a help. You know what they?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they should have done? They should have leaked one of these things where, like, it's one of these pictures. The set picture was with them walking together just to mess with people. That would have been awesome. Be like, oh my God, Captain America's in Thor 2. It's like, sort of not really.
He gives him, what did he give again? I forget.
He put shackles on him. I guess everyone was thinking, sorry to talk a little bit of wrestling here. I guess everyone was thinking Gargano was going to show up tonight for AEW. Looks like he didn't. Hmm.
You know, Sif had to swallow that.
I know. Oh, man. They don't.
Are they going to save his girlfriend?
Yeah, I thought they would do more with, like, how they're going to do this, you know? Mm-hmm. He said treason. Who's my?
Mm-hmm. Time goes going rogue.
Stop Thor, but he's going to kill his son. I never realized he said by any means necessary. Like, that shows how ruthless he really is.
Yeah.
Then Lady Sif, like, I thought we'd get more of the love triangle. Do you think that went through rewrites or something, Andy? I know you dabble. So do you feel this movie went through multiple rewrites or?
It had to. I think there was some. I mean, I can't imagine this was the film that they showed test screenings and they were like, okay.
Well, when we get to it, I do have a tidbit about a test screening, but it's towards the end of the movie. I'm sure you already are aware of it, but. But I like how they, like, get rid of the Warriors 3, you know.
Basically leave them behind.
I love that. And you'll kill me? Evidently, there'll be a line.
Hmm. Or trying to work there.
I said hard to go. Where's Shazam's Warrior 3? Did we lose him somewhere?
No, he's around somewhere else. And then the other guy too, what the hell is his name? So we haven't seen him in a little while either. Hogan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we...
Fandral, so...
But yeah, he's got the ship going.
That's like being at the airport in St. Martin. You know, and I don't know if they rebuilt it since the hurricane just kind of like messed it up. But if you go to the airport in St. Martin, it literally flies over the beach to land.
That's pretty
awesome. It's like literally like 1,500 feet above the beach. And then there's a fence, though, because there's the one runway, and people go there, and they hang on to the fence, and the plane's like, the exhaust in the plane's like, will literally lift you off your feet.
Are they trying to get blown in the water, or just do it for fun?
Just do it for fun, I guess.
I think I would have to be either drunk or high for that, Andy.
Well, you could probably get both.
Oh, okay. So. Is that in Florida?
That's in the Caribbean.
Oh, sorry.
It's an island that's half Dutch, half French.
St. Martin. I was thinking someplace.
Yes, before. And I did go to the Burger King there, though. And Dunkin' Donuts. Well, I went to the Burger King there. I think I was like 17. And I was just like, I need like American food after a few days. And then Dunkin' Donuts was a... And I was there on my honeymoon. My ex-wife needed real coffee.
Oh, so she went to Dunkin'.
There was a Dunkin'. We saw Dunkin' Donuts and a Little Caesars right in this little strip mall right when we got off the ship to go on the island.
When
no, that was in Aruba. Sorry.
When I was in Jamaica, we didn't go to. We saw it just when we were going to the resort, but we saw like KFC and all that stuff, and the line was wrapped around. They're like, yeah, the line is always just ridiculous. And I was like, oh, there he is. Mm-hmm. I forgot all about this part. That's how little I don't remember this.
You remember? Yeah, it was a decoy. He's like, yeah, I get to drive.
He's probably thinking in his head how he's going to get out of the situation.
Uh-oh. Evasive maneuvers.
Yep. See you, Zach Levi. He went to the DC universe after this. That's where he landed.
Yeah. Well, no, he appears in the third one and gets killed
off. Oh, he does? I thought they switched him, his character.
No, I don't think Josh Dallas comes back, does he?
I'll have to double. That's Zach Lee.
Shane, wake up. You're missing the good part.
Oh, God.
Oof. Stay on target. Stay on target.
Yeah, you're right, Andy. My apologies. He is in Ragnarok, where he dies as Fandral. He recognizes the ether is gone. Time to go. So since we've been doing the comic stuff, have you read any of the comics? No.
I play. I do want to read comics one day. Maybe that'll be like my retirement thing. You know, get up, read comics for a couple of hours, then go take a, you know, go to the bathroom, go watch
TV. Yeah, do whatever you want. But my suggestion when you do, so you don't have a house full of comics like I do, just get them on the app. Just get them. Yeah. It's so much easier because you can hold it. Then you don't have a closet full of comics like I do with, like, I don't know what I'm going to do with them, so I don't want to get rid of them, but they're taking up so much space.
Yeah. I did build a Lego set.
Oh, nice.
Last night,
of what?
Yeah. Okay. Flintstones. It's the house, the car. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's like one thing. Like, even when I was a kid, I was never into. I like seeing what they look like. I just don't have the patience to build them.
Yeah, patience, yeah.
That's one thing I don't have, Andy.
It's amazing. Patience. When Dylan was younger, he had no patience for, you know, kid has ADHD. But, man, he got that Nintendo Entertainment System Lego set for Christmas. He sat on his ass for 2 days at the dining room table.
That's awesome.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just something that he wanted.
It was. Yeah, patience when you want to, I guess.
Yeah, but like I don't like have any patience at all. Like I was getting a little flustered. Spoiler alert for everyone here. When I was trying to log on, when I was getting in here, and I couldn't even like see, I couldn't even hear anyone, and I was just like getting so pissed off. Like this laptop sucks, but I'm just like trying to like keep it together, but.
So they're breaking silver.
Yeah, says it's his dad.
Is that Kenneth Branagh? No.
Oh, that would have been. Like yeah, money. It's like Dollar Store.
Yeah, right. That was a little bit of an awkward hug.
Yeah, how is she getting paid? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he is right.
Yeah.
He's lost his damn mind. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, this is how S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show S.H.I.E.L.D., Andy, used to play mm-hmm. it. Yeah,
it was crossover.
There was a crossover of what happens here. I think they had Lady Sif show up and, like, clean up.
Yeah, they do. And then it was crossover with the
oh, really? Too. With Winter Soldier, yeah.
With S.H.I.E.L.D. going, but S.H.I.E.L.D., basically
split the two. World is crazier than you. Oh, and he just doesn't take any meds. He probably should.
There's probably some good drugs in there.
Yes.
You know the street value of that bag he just threw out? I'll tell you.
Most people. Oh. She's got the Elvis again.
She's like, oh, I get to sleep for like a quarter of this movie? Awesome.
That's pretty much what she does. Like
it's like looking at Mordor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Spoiler alert, Andy, I never got into the Lord of the Rings. I'm a big, and you know I'm a big ass nerd, and it's just something I can never hit.
I saw them all in the theater. I have them on DVD. I actually just got rid of them because I'm like, I am never sitting around watching these again. I don't have that kind of time.
I got like a bunch of DVDs that I don't know what to do with. Like part of me wants to keep the wrestling ones just in case it goes away from the cock. So
it'll be around in one form or another.
But I have like so many DVDs and Blu-rays, and it's like, what do I do with them? And of course, Loki turns his back because he's an asshole. Who didn't see that heel turn coming?
Did he stab him in the same spot he stabbed him in the Avengers?
I think so, yeah.
Oh!
Holy shit!
Very Luke Skywalker.
It really is. So they're leaning into it all right here. My man hates Asgard.
Yeah, and he has an alibi too to get him in too.
Just pull the ether out, you know?
Oh. He knows English now. Looks like he was messed up half his face.
I do like how he wasn't able to heal from that.
Yeah, he's got like Darth Vader powers.
Yes, pull the ether out of her. That's what we need.
I know. I was like, what took you so long?
You have to kill Frigga. You could have just done that.
I know. Well, she wasn't there, really.
Oh, never mind. We're seeing the Earth die. Maybe he shouldn't have pulled that, Andy. Ugh.
Yeah, that's maybe. Yeah, well, not wise.
I don't know. The way it's been the past couple of years, I might be okay with it now. Have you beat Miles Morales yet?
Yeah,
I need to do that.
Yeah, 100% of that.
Good
shit.
For you. Are you
now? I'm debating. I started playing Harry Potter. Oh, there's all a clever ruse.
Pretty awesome scene where he just.
I'm playing Harry Potter Lego.
Oh, nice!
Now.
I played that before. It's a lot of fun.
The remastered for PlayStation 4, I guess.
I played it for PS3. It was.
I'm psyched though. April, complete Star Wars Skywalker Saga Lego.
You should also check out the Uncharted collection that they're re-releasing. That's coming back out.
Well, I have my queue. I have Avengers. I have Guardians of the Galaxy. I have Red Dead Redemption 2. I have a lot of shit to play. Plus, I'll probably start another baseball season soon.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I'm still playing MLB The Show.
I
think.
I
played two seasons of it.
I got. He sucked in the ether.
Oh, that can't be good.
Now he's got like a cool. Nope, I thought that was a mask. It was just the darkness. I have Horizons Forbidden West comes out for the PS5. I can't wait for that game. I love the first game a lot. Destiny 2. Witch Queen, the expansion for that is coming, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, it's got this little
the black hole
suck them in grenade thing.
Oh.
Yeah, black hole inator. Yep. I feel like Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
And Thor saved him. He didn't have to.
Yeah.
And Thor got bitch smacked. This guy looks like Predator.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty badass.
Actually, he's like Predator and Bane from Batman and Robin had a baby.
Oh, yes. Now I must kill you, Batman.
Well, that's the other Bane. That's the other Bane. I'm talking about when
Gene Swenson
played him.
You know, WCW Uncensored 96, right?
Now in Dark Knight Rises, take control of your city. Take control. The thought of the foot button.
I was okay with it. He killed the Steelers, so Ugh. Got some pretty nice fights here. Some of the Dark Elves are fighting Loki and Thor, and you know,
they're definitely hitting the juice. Yeah.
He would not pat. Oh, and he, you know, he has some pretty big strength because he just knocked Mjolnir away.
Yeah,
we see Loki's fighting that he's like, you know, pretty
daggers with it. He's messing some people up, man.
Like he met, like there was like six of them, and he just. Oh, God.
Thor's getting pounded.
Hulk smash.
Oh. No, you didn't. Oh.
So this, Andy, was how they did test screenings. They originally were going to kill him off right here. Mm-hmm. With this being his death. Mm-hmm. But they decided not to kill him off. So, like, this originally was his death right here. Could you imagine how that would have changed a lot of things?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, that would have been one of the dumbest things ever. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, we wouldn't have got Loki. We wouldn't have got him in Ragnarok, which I thought he was great in. His ultimate sacrifice in the first 10 minutes of Infinity War, which when he sacrificed himself in Infinity War, that's when you were like, oh, shit's getting... They're playing for keeps here when he's killed at the very beginning of it.
Yeah, we killed some characters.
Aw. Shows that he really did love Frigga. Mm-hmm. So not only has Thor lost his mom in this movie, he's lost his brother. So, well, appears to have lost his brother. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all because you wouldn't mind your own damn business.
Stuck her hand in the wrong hole. So absurd.
Bad things happen when you stick your hand in the wrong hole,
that's
Scott.
What I've heard. But it's just like she, it's like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. I will say this is playing really nice tonight. Like it's like, and they're stuck on this world. It's like, how are we going to get off of it? Are we just going to die here at the Dark Elves Palace?
Yeah. Why not?
Earth runs everything. Have you not ever read a comic, Jane Foster? Literally everything happens on Earth. Someone's asleep.
Sorry, Toby's snoring away over here.
Oh, it's adorable. Oh, they got a phone call.
Not only do I have a dog that snores.
It's been a...
As she gets service there.
It's because all the worlds are coming together. That's why.
Oh, I didn't know that was... what's his face from Lost? Was that big dude that I think that Loki just killed?
Which guy from Lost?
Oh, Diwale.
Mr. Echo?
Yeah, the guy who played...
Oh, wow. Yeah. He was one of my favorite characters in Lost. And that they unceremoniously killed off Andy.
Well, he wanted off the show.
Oh, he did?
Wow. Yeah, that's why they killed him. So here's Chris O'Dowd. That's the actor thing that was bugging me. I couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
Oh, and there.
Yeah, Mr. Echo. He wanted off the show. He didn't want to. He wanted to go back to where he lived, I guess, England or whatever, or be his family. He didn't like being in Hawaii, apparently.
First world problem.
Terrible place to be stuck.
Well, that's why they killed. Anna Lucia and the other girls because they got DUIs. They got in legal trouble and wrote them all. Uh-huh. I love how it hangs up on the wall.
It's like, yeah, did you go to like some costume party or something?
He has no.
And he's still. He's got no pants.
It helps him think. That's my excuse too.
No. But he has a tie on though.
It's, you know what? He was ahead of his time, Andy. With all these Zoom calls and working from home, you just had the nice shirt and the tie up top, basketball shorts, or in his case, whitey tighties down below. He's a smart man. Look who we see that's alive.
In disguise. He had a distinctive Loki hue. Yep.
For some reason, I thought with the red cape, I thought that was Thor. And I was like, yeah. Wait, did I miss something? How did he get on Asgard? But it's not. Uh-oh.
You can tell by the look.
It's definitely him. They're not going to clean up Thor's cuts. Like, come on. My man's bleeding right there, and y'all just doing normal stuff.
But he's a god. I don't understand how a god has cuts.
I mean, they should be able to fix it. Yeah, because comics. I got nothing on that one.
The convergence.
Yep, everything happened. Oh, hey, Tim.
Oh, look. Our friend Tim is here. You know, he couldn't resist.
He loves the run-ins at the very end.
He loves this movie so much. I think Tim's the one that coined the Thor to Duty Ship World moniker. Yeah, you should put your pants on there, Selvig.
He's done nothing the whole time. We're talking about a man that mailed it in. He's literally like, it's been like four scenes.
Didn't think he'd make it. He's still recovering from watching Sammy and Cody.
AEW. Oh.
Jane walking with purpose. Oh.
Like, you know, if this was like this phase now, you know who would have showed up? Captain Britain. He would have showed up here.
Yeah.
It would have been the perfect time.
Still recovering from the last time he watched this.
It's, I mean, they just destroy a part of this.
Yeah.
But it's like everything has to happen on Earth or it doesn't matter type deal, which they got away with with Guardians, so... Until Guardians, I mean. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on now.
That's not something you see every day.
I mean, I like the architecture of it, but... Like, this villain's not hitting on much. We haven't seen him that much at all. And when we do see him, it's like 15 seconds.
No. Yeah.
It's just a crappy villain.
Yeah. He is. Because he's not... There's nothing memorable about him. That's part of the problem.
I mean, he has a badass look, but... Nothing.
Yeah. There's nothing remarkable. He doesn't stand out.
Oh, the ascendancy is taking over now.
Oh, superhero landing.
Duck, what a come to your son on mouth.
He has the ether.
Now, did we know that was an Infinity Stone now?
No, at the very end.
Yeah, we just think it's like he's got some kind of like
power. I mean, I didn't take it as that. Well, hell, they were still calling like, was that the? Hold on, let me see what the Tesseract was.
Well, they weren't calling the thing the space stone.
Yeah, yet. The Tesseract. So
the Tesseract. Yeah, they're still calling it Tesseract.
So it's like they were still trying to figure out what the hell it was.
Yeah. Ooh.
So do you have a Infinity Gauntlet Lego?
No, I don't have that yet. I thought about it.
Hello.
I got Steamboat Willie's boat, though, right over there.
Nice. Lego. I know what that is. That's the Jungle Cruise thing, right? Steamboat Willie?
Okay. Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could actually...
Oh, just wiped away some dark elves. Oh, that's pretty cool. No, that's awesome.
Yeah. Gotta fix the piece that fell off.
Oh, Darcy just got wiped away.
Whoa. Oh. She got blipped for a second.
Yeah, she should be used to this.
Yeah, hasn't been blipped yet.
No, I'm saying like a crazy shit happening. She dealt with the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. You know, also, what issue I had with Malekith, he looks like Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie.
Kind of.
The mid-90s one. So I can't...
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Ivan Ooze, so I can't just deal with it.
Ivan Ooze had much more personality.
And I knew what he wanted. He wanted to kill the Power Rangers. I really can't figure out what the hell this guy wants. Oh.
Yeah, this is where they kind of lost me, because they're like bouncing from the Dark World to London to here to there to...
Yeah, and it like has to something to do with all the planets lining up, but somehow it only affects Greenwich, yeah. UK or something. I don't know.
Well, because that's the timeline, yeah. I think.
But still, it's like... Oh.
This is so weird. Oh. My turn.
And it's not even, like, that cool of a fight. They're literally, like, just going in and out of portals like the video game.
Yeah. Is that the same restaurant?
That was the same restaurant, yes. Like, it's shocking with how bad, like, I don't, well, the second one is that we even had a third one made. Like, yeah. I guess it, let me check how well it did in theaters.
This ship is hostile. No shit, really?
Yeah, it just landed. Like, what's up?
Did you people not see New York? What happened? Well, there's Hogan. He was back at that village, I think, I think that's where he went.
Okay. Yeah, Thor 2 made $644.8 million, which was almost $200 million more than the first Thor. Ragnarok made $854 million.
Oh, they're back in Jotunheim.
Yeah, they're just bouncing around now.
Mm-hmm.
It really did get...
Got that Avengers bump, definitely.
But, like, it's just... I don't like all the stuff, all these animals and everything. And these dark elves, now that I got the Power Rangers stuck in my head, look like the putty guys. It's just bad.
See, also, Iron Man 3 making a billion.
I was okay with Iron Man 3 making a billion. I go back and forth with that movie. Sometimes I think it's good, other times I think it's eh. This is like Hulk level bad, in my opinion.
The same names. Mind the gap.
three stops.
Oh, hey now.
He kind of liked like, that. Yeah.
You know, I'm Thor. You know, you can touch it. Touch the body armor.
Somehow okay. we're... Yeah. That's just absurd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just very confusing here. What the hell is really happening?
It's like, oh, look at all these spots that you haven't really done a great job of foreshadowing.
Yeah. We are?
Yeah, you were right. Natalie Port, ever since you said that, she's just been like phoning it in. No sense of enthusiasm at all. She probably was like, this is a shit script, and we just got to get going.
She probably, if she didn't probably have it in a contract to come back, she probably wouldn't have.
Like, I got to read that, like I said, saying earlier, I got to read that Marvel's book to see, like, if they talk about how they were able to get her with Thor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just on them shooting Iron Man right now.
Those sticks.
Thor's like, guess I'll do it, guys. You damn mortals.
That looks like that yard game now that they sell where you put the stakes in the ground and you put the bottle on top of it and you got to throw a frisbee at it or something.
Some, you know, some basic white people shit. But like this isn't even like fun to watch. Like this whole battle, it's like,
yeah,
it's frustrating. It's not something you would get with the MCU now.
Well, also, because look at the last couple of battles we got. We got the Battle of New York, which is friggin' awesome. We got that that whole sequence Terminus. With all the Iron Man suits at the end of Iron Man 3. You know, this is just like doo-doo shit compared to them.
Yep. And he's basically like losing his...
Yeah.
So it's like teamwork makes the dream work.
I had a coworker, they said it all the time. Yeah, just ooh.
Oh no. Where did he go?
I'm like, is he dead?
Like we literally saw his arms go like different spots and now it's like I'm not even worried that if Thor's dead or not. But that's like one thing I wish Marvel would stop doing is that I wish they would stop saying like there's gonna be this sequel or that sequel because like sometimes like it takes away like oh I know this person's gonna survive, you know?
Well, they've ruined things before.
Yeah.
Like you don't watch trailers that much, but I mean, they had Hulk catching Iron Man and Avengers. That was in the trailer. So I was
waiting for that to
come.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, that was a dark time for me, Andy. I was working 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. So I was not really enjoying life at the time. So.
Oof.
Yeah, I did that for like a year and a half, and I gained like 30 pounds, easy. Oof. Just because my body was so screwed up from like, I'd get off work, I'd be hungry, I'd stay up to 2 or 3, sleep to noon, get ready for work, rinse and repeat.
I used to work one night a week, 5 to 1.
I'm sorry.
And you'd like, being there in the edit room, like working on stuff and like having caffeine to stay awake. And you got to drive home, and you got to get home, and you're wired, and you can't put it back.
You can't turn your mind off. It's.
And then you got to be back at work by like 11.
Yeah, so like I was like a zombie. Well, look. Thor's gone. Everyone's upset. I don't know. This isn't real Britain food. I see that all the time.
They throw bread in a deep fryer to make toast. Yeah, we never see pictures of cereal whenever we see British food. I don't know why.
We see Thor. He's back in Asgard.
Where's the beans on toast? Ugh. I know. Where's the bread pudding? That looks like mushrooms.
Oh.
Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, and Thor wants to be able to go. And think all the stuff that, like, Thor does for Jane Foster, and then they hand-wave their relationship at the start of the third one, where she's like, she broke up with me, but we want to see other people. And it's like, your mom literally died because of her. Your brother, you thought your brother
died. They're still together in Ultron. Because remember it was like the...
He's in Alaska or something. You know,
pissing contest between him and Tony. Talking about Pepper and making candles somewhere.
They're amazing. It's amazing that's not a good movie either. Ultron isn't.
I kind
of
like
compared to the rest of the Avengers.
Well, yeah, it's the lowest of the Avengers, but still,
I don't know. They were on such a hot streak that maybe they can't be. I mean, they'll need a lot of bombs in a row, but.
Because he can't lift it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, because we know who it is.
Yeah.
But it's like little things how you can tell how that's like really Loki as him. The way he's like sitting, like.
Yeah. He's got some tells when he's in disguise. Yeah.
He even says how he's proud of him and stuff. Tells him to go be with him.
Is he gone? Wait, not yet. Not yet. Oh, phew.
Yes, go. It's perfect. Like he has him out of his hair, so he tells him to leave and everything. And we're done.
Well, no, we're not done. We stay for the.
No, I'm saying like the main bid and credits. Like, yeah, we're in the post credits now.
That's true. No idea.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Tim. Like, I'd like to know like what their initial ideas were. As Tim said, he was wondering what they were setting up before Ragnarok waved this all off of like Loki being in charge of Asgard. I mean, Ragnarok in the Ragnarok comic, Loki was in charge of Asgard. Is that really? Right, Tim? I read it once. So that would have been maybe something with that, but they changed it completely with
even Tim's not sure.
But no, I mean, I think maybe they were wanting him to be a bad guy again, but the crowd swell was so much that they were like, he's better off as a tweener, as like a sarcastic asshole, which is what these people enjoyed. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Christopher Eccleston wasted in this. Mr. Echo wasted in this.
She was fine.
Ray Stevenson, sorry. Zachary Levi, Shazam for you, buddy.
I don't know if I'd be down with a Warriors 3 series. Lady Sif.
I would see Lady Sif, not really the others. I want to see how Lady Sif does with New Asgard, which is set in Earth now. So,
yeah.
I mean, look at the post credits. It's Loki sitting on the throne. So obviously they were setting up, they must have been setting up something for that.
Yeah. All right. So we get our mid credits scene where a place we haven't seen yet. We have Volstagg and Lady Sif here. I was like, wow, Benicio del Toro? How about comics guys? Were you guys like crapping yourselves when you saw the collector coming in?
I didn't really know who he was. I thought del Toro would have a bigger role in the movies, to be completely honest, but he's really like a side character.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's a deep cut. I didn't know that.
Oh,
two Infinity Stones?
What? Yep, that's where they set up the Infinity Stones. So the Tesseract's already there. And here's the Aether.
Look like a Kari Werher over here.
He's so creepy.
He's just being Benicio del Toro with a white wig. That's like, you know, Jeff Goldblum, you know, he's the, you know, he just plays himself basically just as a, you know, I love how fucking weird they are. Yes, they are weird.
Yeah, with him saying that, it definitely seemed like with him saying two known, five to go, that he was going to be like a bigger bad guy, but he's basically like a shitty drug dealer for the most part.
Is he really a bad guy, though?
I mean, not really. But that's what it would made it seem like.
So while we're waiting for the post credit scene, Scott, what do you got going on? I'm not sure when this will go up as a pod, but you know, for those of who watch here on Stream Lounge, where do you want to direct people to?
Yeah, I can be found on Twitter at Scott_Shiflet. I tweet about all types of stuff, whatever tickles my fancy, pretty much. Also do a collective of pods. I do Pop Goes to the Couch with yourself, Sean Kidd, and Tim Capel, who's Psych68 in the chat. He's been communicating with us tonight. We are, by the time we might be done with this while we're done, but we are doing Peacemaker, which is probably my favorite show so far in the past 6 months. I can't say 2022. It's only been 26 days. And we're also doing Boba Fett, which Andy is dragging us along on that, but I did love episode 4, and I see that Sean is loving episode 5 of Boba Fett.
You're going to like episode 5.
I'll be watching that. And then I'm on PTB and Pedestal. By the time you hear this, we'll have talked about Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at the Takeover, Takeover Dallas. So with that, PTB and YouTube Roulette, where myself, Sean, Jacob Williams, Logan Crossland and Matt Souza watch just find most random YouTube wrestling shows, matches we can find and watch them. And it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000 while we talk over them. We rate them. We bully Jake to make matches 5 stars. stuff like that. And I think that's it. The rest of the stuff's on high. I'm on Croc and Roll. Sean will kill me on that. We go over 1980s NWA wrestling. We're in 86 right now. I do that with Dr. G, Sean Kidd, and Cal McDougal. That's a lot of fun because I grew up watching NWA wrestling and rented a lot of the VHSs back in the day. So it's nice to see like stuff week to week and build up. And right now we're seeing the build up of Makita and Magnum in the U.S. Best of 7 series and towards the first War Games and the first Crockett Cup. So it's a lot of fun watching that.
Cool. All right, cool. So Scott will be back in 2 weeks with me watching his favorite movie, one of his favorite movies, favorite Marvel movie, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. So check us out for there. For those of you who are watching this on Stream Lounge, check out all the pods that we do, part of the Quada Pods in the PlayStation family. There's PlayStation Pop Experience, which Scott mentioned. We have Pop Goes to the Couch. We also do Pop Goes Movies when it comes up. Year in Pop, which is a breakdown. We still have 1991 to do. We'll get that out eventually. The Muppet Pod that myself and Miranda do. The Disney Pod where Miranda, Steve, and myself, we watch all the classic movies. As of this screening, the latest episode, I believe, to drop is Oliver and Company. I think it's coming out soon after this. And then we have recorded the next two, and we're looking forward to our next recording session because we are now in the second golden age. So enjoying that. Also, Cartoons of Our Youth, hopefully will have its first episode out soon. Looking forward to getting that pod off the ground. And also, as Scott mentioned, the PlayStation Wrestling Network. If you're a wrestling fan, that's the place to go. The North South Connection podcast feed, which is a great mix of sports. Scott's showing it off on this on the camera. North South Connection, a great collection of wrestling, sports, and pop culture podcasts. And the Jenny Position, personally curated by Jennifer Smith, with great shows like You Heard of Pluto, Freak Out Drive-In, The Journey Through Infinity, where you hear breakdowns. They're still up on Black Panther, last time we checked, but hopefully that pod will come back soon. Check out PlayStation.com every day. All the pods are there, and great articles, and the Place to Be Facebook group on Facebook. Fun stuff there. All right, here comes our post-credit scene.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember this post-credit scene, but oh, it's this one that pissed me off in the theater.
Let me see.
Jane's all depressed. Thor left her again. She should call O'Dowd up.
Oh. I know who that is. I don't know. Do you usually turn it off by the post-credits scene, Tim?
Nope. Thor's like, up, time for everyone to get the hell out. I thought it was the first one.
Oh, yeah, and then we get the animal. I remember this part. Yeah, the animal from the from Jotunheim. All right, well, that wraps up. That was fun. It was. It was enjoyable to watch it, and Thor will return.
Thank God he can't go out on this doo-doo shit.
Thank you to everybody at Stream Lounge, as always, to Mark and Paul and Sean, everybody here, the regulars who show up to my streams. That's Kraken, Movie Geek, Patio, Gina, Jed Mason, thank you all for joining tonight.
Thank you, Tim.
Scott, thank you again. And thank you, Tim. Yes, thank you, Tim, for coming in and joining in the chat. We had a last episode, we had a run-in with him and Justin came in with Jenny and I were watching Iron Man 3, so that was a lot of fun. All right, so once we get a schedule up for the Harry Potter watches, we'll have that up on Stream Lounge on under Blockbuster Rewatch, and look for those once a month on a Sunday afternoon about 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time due to time differences between us and Miranda. And then I'll be back here every other Wednesday going through the MCU. And up next, like I said, is Captain America, The Winter Soldier. And then following that is Guardians of the Galaxy. Still have to figure out who will be doing that with me. And then, yeah, lots of fun times. Scott, thank you for giving up a Wednesday night and hanging out with me, but we'll be back in 2 weeks.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, buddy.